My name is Herb Friedman. I'm a retired U.S. Army Sergeant Major. Operation Wandering Soul was used during the Vietnam War when the United States used psychological techniques to persuade the Viet Cong and the NVA to surrender or defect. Many of the nations of the world honored their ancestors, and the Vietnamese believed that if you weren't buried close to home where you could be honored and you could be worshipped each year, your soul would wander forever, starving and in a really a state of hell. The name of the day, actually, the Wandering Soul Day, is Vu Lan Day, and it's the 15th day of the 7th lunar month. The families of the lost will wander the battlefield. They will question people. They will ask them if bodies were buried nearby. They will go to graveyards and search for names in an attempt to find these people to perform the ceremonies. The United States Psychological Group decided to produce a tape that would sound like a soul of a wandering Viet Cong or North Vietnamese Army soldier who walked the earth forever looking for some kind of peace. In general, you first hear the sound of a funeral music, and you hear the sounds of a ghost who's mourning in the background. Then you might hear a daughter cry out for her father, "Daddy, Daddy, come home with me. Come home, Daddy, Daddy." The ghost father responds, "Who is that? Who is calling me? My daughter? My wife? I am dead, my family. Tragic. How tragic." And then, of course, he would talk really more to the Viet Cong than to the family. And he would say, "My friends, I come back to let you know that I am dead. I am in hell, just hell. It was a senseless death. But when I realized the truth, it was too late. Friends, while you are still alive, there is still a chance that you can be reunited with your loved ones. Go home, my friends, before it is too late. Go home. Go home, friends." And the tape concludes with more moans from the afterlife. In trying to evaluate the success of the campaign, I have to say up front that it's impossible. People that are involved in PSYOP always believe that all campaigns work and sometimes oversell what they do. The opposite of that is the old line infantry officers that just hate psychological warfare, think it's a total waste of time. It's somewhere in the middle.